In our call to worship, we're going to be looking at the first chapter of Matthew, where we read that an angel appeared unto Joseph to share with him what God was doing. God is very merciful and gracious, and he wanted this man to know what was taking place. And it says in verse 19, "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put Mary away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." This name Jesus appears in both of the accounts that's given to us in Matthew and in Luke. And the emphasis of the messengers were the same. His name shall be called Jesus. Normally, a child was named after the father. But in this case, the angel made it very clear that his name was to be Jesus, the Savior, the one who saves. And then again, in the book of Luke, whenever they were going to name the child, they named him Jesus. And this is so important for us at this Christmas season to realize that we are here. We are gathered here today in this place to be encouraged to go out and tell others about Jesus. That's the point of church. We've come here to worship, but we've also come here to take that lesson from God's Word and put it into practice in our hearts and lives and to tell others about Jesus, the one who came, the Son of the Father. At this Christmas season, I want to encourage you more than ever before in our chaotic world, and we are living in chaotic times. There's such craziness that's going on, and we understand and know from a biblical perspective what's happening. We're being led up to the time in which the Antichrist will be shared with the whole world. The rapture will take place before that. We're going to be snatched off this earthly scene. We understand and know, and I don't know when the rapture is going to take place. No one knows. The Bible says that the Father will share it with the Son when that's the time has come. But I do know this, that until He comes, our job is to share the one who saves. And that's a person. And that person is Jesus. Do you love your family and your friends? Do you love your neighbors? Do you love those who you work with? If you really and truly love them, and you're a believer in Christ, you want them to know about your Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know how you can live and exist in a world where you don't tell people about Jesus if you're a Christian. You tell them all the good news that happens to you. Why wouldn't you want to tell about the good news of Jesus Christ, your Savior? So I want to encourage you at this Christmas season, every ounce of influence that you have, if it's in a Christmas card, you share Jesus Christ. If it's in a quick conversation, you share a gospel tract about Jesus Christ. If you're in a conversation with a family member or a friend, include Jesus Christ. To exclude Him from your conversations indicates something. It indicates something. There's a failure somewhere along the line where you haven't been overwhelmed by His grace, where you have to share it with somebody else. That's the wonderful thing about grace. Grace moves you in ways that you don't do yourself. It moves you to tell others. It moves a Lynn Smith to give a message of Christ's redeeming love to a nurse that's speaking to him. It moves others to pick up a phone and call a friend that you haven't talked to in a while and share with them Jesus Christ. At this season of the year, but all throughout the year, we should be moved by the grace of God to share His wonderful grace with others. His name, after all, is Jesus, the one who, everybody say it please, saves. The one who saves. Saves from what? Saves from sin. Saves sinners. And may we be faithful in sharing that wonderful message with those around us.